Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 131 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It is so good to be here with you at the beginning of this new week. Today is July the 1st, and it's my prayer that if you are here for the first time, that this podcast will help you draw closer to God through the holy habit of reading God's Word, and that you would commit yourself to the journey of reading God's Word more and more each and every day. That's the purpose of this podcast, and we're just so happy that you're here, whether you're a first-time guest or a regular listener. Well, if you're in need of the Bible in a Year reading plan, you can click the link that's in the show notes, and you'll be brought to a page where you could print or download it. You'll see that today we are reading Psalms 56 through 67 and Proverbs number 7. By way of this podcast, I will be reading Psalm number 61. I will be using the web translation of the Bible. That's the World English Bible because it's in the public domain, but you're welcome to use whatever you have on hand. As always, be sure to read the rest of these readings on your own. If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you do me the kindness of clicking like, follow, or subscribe on your listening platform of choice, as that does help others find this podcast. And we have been found across the globe. I was excited to see recently that folks from Pakistan, Estonia, India have joined along this journey with us. So if you do me that kindness, just know that I appreciate it very much. Well, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Psalm number 61. Hear my cry, God. Listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I will call to you when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I, for you have been a refuge for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will dwell in your tent forever. I will take refuge in the shelter of your wings, Selah. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. You will prolong the king's life. His years will be for generations. He shall be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your loving kindness and truth that they may preserve him. So I will sing praises to your name forever, that I may fulfill my vows daily. Well, gracious and eternal God, we give you thanks for the gift of this new day and this new week. We pray, Lord, that you would send forth your Holy Spirit to illuminate these ancient words, that we might gain understanding and wisdom, that you might work in and through us to guide our steps and to attain your purposes for our lives and for those around us. It's in Jesus' name we pray and ask all of these things, and all of God's people said, Amen. Well, if you've read through these Psalms here that were prescribed for the readings today, you'll note that many of them are Psalms of lament, where David is bearing his heart, his pain, and his requests to God. It's not really an upbeat psalm like we have of the Psalms of praise or thanksgiving. Instead, we are in a posture of lament or grief. Now, it's no surprise that many people and many churches don't specialize in lament. When we go to church, it's usually an upbeat service. It's a time of praise and worship, but we often forget that lament is part of our worshipful response to God. Because God truly does care for us. God wants to know the ins and outs, the big things, the little things in our lives, the joys, the concerns, and the things that make us weep. On Sunday, June 23rd, Father Richard Rohr, who is one of the great contemplatives out there, he shared some wisdom on this idea of lament and that we should not run away from lament but embrace it. Here's what he said. Great wisdom traditions are trying to teach us that grief isn't something from which to run. In fact, we can't risk getting rid of pain until we've learned what it has to teach us. Essentially, Richard Rohr is encouraging us to share the words of David, "Hear my cry, O God, and listen to my prayer." Because it's when we come into God's loving presence that God can heal our wounds. God wants us to share those wounds. And it is in this catharsis, in this sharing and being open and honest, that God is able to do a deep work in us. The flip side, or the alternative, is that we endure the pains of life and the struggles and the letdowns and all of those things that make us lament and just bottle it up. But what happens is it becomes ingrained within us and often will rear its ugly head again with a painful situation years down the road. And cumulatively, these things add up and contribute to anxiety and depression. We're wired to come to God. We are made in God's image. God wants to commune with us. God wants to know every detail about us. And God wants us to be healed and to be put into a position to love God and love neighbors and love ourselves. So I invite you to consider what your prayer life looks like. Are you praying to God with a laundry list of requests that will just make your life easier? Are you going to God only sharing the good things that are happening in your day? Consider where you're at in the spectrum of prayer. Are you even praying? Do you pray daily or multiple times a day? Do you pray without ceasing, like Scripture encourages us to do? See where you're at in that. Give yourself a little bit of a score and hear these words of encouragement. Make sure that you are opening your whole self up to God, because God wants your whole self, your heart, your mind. He wants to give you strength. He wants you to thrive and to enjoy God's presence fully, so that you might be filled to overflowing, to live that abundant life and to share it with the world. That has been our calling since the very beginning. And you must embrace this prayer life, because it is one of the primary means by which we speak to and hear back from God. It's one of the primary means in which God is able to work in our lives. So I encourage you, friends, to not bottle up those laments, but share them regularly with God, because God wants to know those things as well. Well, friends, I hope you enjoyed this podcast today, and I look forward to seeing you back again tomorrow. Until then, God bless.